What do you call a larger stream of water that flows through level country?
Well, that's a sure heavy stream of water going down this blue.
Would you call it a river if it ran through level country or a creek?
A river, either that's a swift stream.
All right.
Big enough, we call it a river.
What do you call flat and grassy country? You know, flat and grassy, it's down around the sea coast or out in Oklahoma. What do you call that kind of land?
We call that a mud.
Okay. Would you call it a prairie or a savanna or anything?
Might say it's a prairie.
Okay. And, what do you call a pair of straps that you wear over your shoulders to support your trousers, those things you have on there?
Spindles.
Okay. And what do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
We call that frog gravy in this country.
Okay. Frog gravy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that you burn in lamps? Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? They sometimes live out in the woods.
They call them pinewood roots.
Okay. And what do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Oh, we call that ground itch.
Okay. What do you call cheap whiskey that people buy at other people buy at store, you know? Cheapest stuff they can get.
We call that the well. Let's see now. Well, it's probably sometimes we call it no good, so that ain't no good. That's the cheapest whiskey you could get, it's no good.
All right. Would you ever call it rot gut or white lightning? Or?
Well, we call it white lightning, and sometimes we got a different name for it now. We call it, let's see, it don't be no count, we call it blocking tax.
Okay. What do you call homemade whiskey?
Shine.
What's that?
Shine.
Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with? Any object that a child likes to play with, what do you call those things that a child likes to play with?
He likes to play with, some of them like to play with a top, or a throw it.
Say it again.
A top. You take a top and you wind a twine. Yeah. Big enough, you throw it, and if you don't, you get him a twine, and you want to play horses.
Well, would you ever call it a toy?
Call it a toy, some kind of toy.
Okay. Okay, this is, now, these are using, next few are using certain words. For instance, I'll take the word see. I'd say, right now I see you. But I would say, yesterday I saw you. You see, we're saying the same thing really, except it's a difference in time. And similarly, we'd say, let's take the word sing, for instance. You would say, has that song ever been sung? And then you might say, I sang that song yesterday. You see how it changes? Now, there's no such thing as a correct or incorrect answer here. All of them are all right. You just tell me how you talk using these words. I'll give you the word, then I'll read a sentence, and I'll put a what in the sentence. And instead of that what, you insert a form of the word I give you. For instance, if we were talking, let's say, if we were talking about buying groceries at the store, you might ask me, have the groceries been what?
Paid
for. Or? Use the word buy.
Both.
Okay, good. And I might answer, yes, I what? The groceries yesterday.
I paid for the groceries yesterday.
Or I
will pay.